It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Steph Curry's not playing tonight.
What?
Steph Curry is not playing tonight in Miami. Went through his workout with the team yesterday, as we know. And afterwards reported that he did not quite feel ready to rock. So with a couple more off days on tap after this one tonight, instead the Warriors will look, with fingers crossed, to the game in New Orleans on Friday night. Steph Curry will not play in Jimmy Butler's return to Miami.
The pelvic bruise not quite fully healed, and they do have, what, two more off days before you get ready for the next game, which will be Friday. So yeah, it comes down to Dr. Rick Celebrini, and he went through a big workout yesterday and a shoot-around today, and you get through it, and he's not ready to go. So, yeah, it's an easy decision to make.
It's an easy call to make, but I know what you mean, and right. You're not wrong. But I guarantee you that this was probably made with a little bit of a grimace from Steph Curry. We know that Steve Kerr said, look, he flew out there on Monday to Miami purposefully, worked out yesterday, and really, quote, wanted to be there for Jimmy for this big game. And so I'm sure Steph put everything he had into being ready. But, yeah, you gotta make the good decision. And that brings up the nerves a little bit in the standings as well. This is I really believe, like, this gets lost in all of the Jimmy return stuff. This is a huge game. This is a huge week for the Warriors. The Timberwolves cooperated last night. They lost. The Lakers lost last night. The Grizzlies have tough action tonight. The Clippers lost that game on Sunday. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. And the Warriors have a little opportunity for some breathing room, just a slight window of breathing room if they win this game tonight. So this is a monster, and they got to do it without their top guy.
And they have benefited by the fact that everyone around them, and I'm going to borrow from the TJ Houshmandzadeh, pause, because all above and below them, it's been loss.
It has.
Like, the only win streaks right now, OKC, six in a row. The Phoenix Suns, left for dead,
four
in a row.
Yep.
Houston, Denver, LA, Memphis, Golden State, Clippers, Minnesota, and Sacramento, all coming off a loss or multiple losses. So, yeah, the Warriors not benefiting by the fact that they're coming off a loss, but all around them, no one else is really cooking except for Phoenix.
No, I mean, your scoreboard watching tonight is the Grizzlies are in Utah. That's probably a win.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Grizzlies are weird, and then the Rockets are home to Atlanta. It feels like a night where those who are involved in this whole chase are big favorites, bigger than the Warriors are. That number, by the way, was it 5.5?
With the Warriors?
Yeah, we're efforting finding what it's gone to next. Where I go, it's off the board. Lucas says on FanDuel it went down 2 points to 3.5. But anyway, here we go. This one just got, I guess, through one lens, a lot more interesting,
right?
Or maybe a lot tougher. But it's one that the Warriors need.
They need them all. I mean, they don't need all of the 11, but you need to win a good majority of them. And you're sitting here at 41-30, and we talked about, you know, 48. Would 48 wins be enough? Well, it might be. 49 feels really secure. 50, I think you're in as a top six. 50 wins would mean you wind up going 9-2 the rest of the way.
Yeah, that
seems a little spicy.
That's asking a lot.
7-4 gets you to 48 wins. I think that's probably more likely. But again, you look at the ones that you should win. Tonight is not a should win anymore. On the road, if you're only favored by 3.5 or whatever it winds up as, that's not a should win.
Maybe not a should, but it's stronger than a could. Like, I mean,
well, there's no,
it's not a coin flip. If you're not going to use the word should, what would you use? Cause they're the better team.
Oh,
they're favored.
On the road, right?
They're supposed to,
I guess, in that you're favored, but the favorites aren't 82-0. Favored doesn't mean you win.
No, it's not a runaway, but you're the better basketball team. They've won, what, one time in the last 3 or 4 weeks of playing basketball.
They've won one in a row.
You're the better team. You're not desperate, but, like, I think anytime a prideful team comes off of what they feel was an embarrassing loss, you get a better effort. You get a more focused effort. Then add in the Jimmy Butler part of all of this. You're going to get...
Add in the rest as well.
Yeah, you're going to... Exactly. You should get a pretty focused group tonight.
Yeah.
And, minus Steph Curry. But it's, you know, I look at that game like we talked about when they were dogs against Milwaukee last week and Steph didn't play. I'm like, they have plenty to go win a basketball game. They just have to play the right way.
Well, think about your Wednesday morning feeling or Wednesday afternoon when we get on the air. If we get on the air tomorrow and they will have lost, you're going to feel disappointed. If they would have won tonight, you're going to feel, good win without Steph Curry.
Solid win.
So that's a good way to look at it. Instead of using should, could, might, or would, or the rest of it, how will you feel tomorrow at 148 in the crossover if they are now 0-2 on the trip versus, they beat Miami without Steph Curry?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.